This is another story, I think you'll agree, which is well worth telling.
Well, another town that's fared very well in the Tidy Towns Award is Oakey, and we have David Tottenhofer proudly holding two framed awards there. And we also have Jennifer Wharton with us, and Jennifer, I think, played a very important part in at least one, if not two, of the awards. And we have Lorraine here, who is also going to comment.
I'd like to congratulate Jennifer and David and the effort that Oakey has put in the last, 12 months. Jennifer has organised the Oakey Jigsaw. They won the Partnership Award for this Oakey Jigsaw, where she's got together all of the health and other facilities that may be of use to the residents of Oakey and worked out a plan to help anybody in Oakey, Indigenous or white people, who can be helped virtually. And through that came the Oakey dance group, where the young Aboriginals are now proud of their culture, where Oakey is now saying, and the people in Oakey are saying, it's okay to be Aboriginal in Oakey. They're not going to gunner anymore, they're going to do it. And it's all because of Jennifer and her positive attitude and the help that she gets from David from the Toowoomba Regional Council. So I was very impressed with what I saw happening in Oakey, and I congratulate them and hope they keep up the good work. Well done.
And Jennifer, we might find out from you some of the details of all this that you're working on or have achieved.
With the jigsaw, as Lorraine said, that created about 2 years ago with Queensland, our Gundai Health Service, the three schools in Oakey and David. We brought all the agencies together. So we done it in a partnership, and after that we created the Oakey Reconciliation Group. And from that, we've just grown from strength to strength, and we've just created pathways, education, employment, trying to get the service to our community.
I'd imagine you had a few challenges along the way, Jennifer.
Yeah, we have challenges, but we keep going. Yeah, I guess there's, I don't know, we just keep going.
Now, tell me about the dance troupe. How many people do you have?
The dance troupe is actually, their leader is William Hawke. He started in the backyard with about 3 to 5 kids. Now he does training at the community centre up to 35 kids. And so William is a young 16-year-old boy. He just come back from Creative Generations last week. He's the inspiration to the rest of these kids that William is teaching them the Aboriginal ways.
What do you find this means to the community, David?
Well, we've noticed that just there's been a change in attitude, particularly amongst the Aboriginal kids in town, and that's seen in places like the library, where the librarian comments that, you know, kids used to come in or didn't come in at all. They kind of hang around the door and cause a bit of trouble. Now they'll come in and look her in the eye and just participate in the activities in town, whether it's the library or the school or this dance troupe. We've just finished some NAIDOC celebrations, and the kids were really excited about that and got involved in lots of the activities that were happening. And, yeah, it's just a recognition, I suppose, from Council's perspective of the particular aspects of Oakey. We've got the highest Aboriginal population in the region, and it's a positive, it's a wonderful thing, and we just want to build on that.
Well, that's great. And, Jennifer, I think that it's nice to see that you are being recognised, and I guess people that you've managed to also bring in on this, and I think that it's, you know, tremendous to see this happening.
Yes, thank you. I just believe that we got to keep going, no matter what. It's about learning, sharing, and if we want to make the reconciliation and our culture keep going strong, we need to educate the next generation, because they are our future, and also just to spread the word, you know, that it can be done, it can be achievable. You got to keep moving forward, and it is. We're moving forward in unity and living the difference, and it's okay to be Aboriginal in our community, and also a sense of hope and a sense of belonging.
Yes, well, I think it's important that people do learn about this and get to know about it, because I think other communities could take a leaf out of your book.
Oh, I wouldn't say. I just think my greatest inspiration would be my parents and my father's knowledge, my late father. He was in Aboriginal affairs for so long, and it's just given me strength, and David, to actually work with council. I think a lot of people, Aboriginal people, got to work along them to build them partnerships. You know, we can't do it alone. We got to ask for help. It's not like the years ago when you used to sit back and don't ask. This time around, let's change that way and get out there and ask, and, you know, create something for our mob.
Well, you're showing the way. And thanks very much there, Jennifer Wharton and David Tottenhofer, and also to Lorraine.
Thank you, Gordon.
Lorraine C was the judge, I should explain, for this part of the world. And that's a good news story of the week, maybe even of the year.